USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump says he's ready to close the southern border next week unless Mexico acts to stop illegal immigration. Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger of Illinois says he wants immigration laws fixed, but tells CNN closing the border isn't the way to go.
Mexico is one of our biggest trading partners, so there would be some massive unintended consequences more than likely. I don't know what a border shutdown would actually look like. Does that include all traffic? I mean, I don't know. What I do know, though, is this. There is a real problem on the border.
President Trump says it would be so easy for Mexico to stop illegal immigration, saying Mexico has one of the toughest immigration policies in the world. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on his investigation into Russian election interference will be released publicly with some redactions by mid-April and possibly sooner. That according to Attorney General William Barr in a letter to the heads of the Senate and House Judiciary Committees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
President Donald Trump says he and his party are focused on replacing the Affordable Care Act in order to make it more affordable for all Americans. Speaking in Florida, Trump said they're going to focus on new legislation, even as legal arguments about Obamacare make their way through the courts.
Always pre-existing conditions. But Obamacare is too costly for people. They can't afford it. And the deductible, which averages more than $7,000, meaning unless somebody's got really big problems, can't even use it. Obamacare is a disaster.
Chicago city officials are seeking $130,000 from Empire actor Jussie Smollett to cover the costs of the investigation into his reported beating, which police say was staged. Mayor Rahm Emanuel.
When he does pay the city back on just purely what the taxpayers have fronted, in that memo section he can write, "I'm sorry, and I'm accountable for what I've done."
Prosecutors unexpectedly announced they would drop the 16-count indictment against the actor who maintains his innocence. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Department of Housing and Urban Development says Facebook is violating housing discrimination laws. USA's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
HUD alleges Facebook's targeted advertising violates the Fair Housing Act and that it causes unlawful discrimination by restricting who can view housing ads. The HUD chief, Ben Carson, saying that Facebook is discriminating against people based upon who they are and where they live. The agency says it collects users' personal data and uses characteristics that are protected by law, like race and color and national origin, to determine who can view housing ads. The charges come a week after Facebook agreed in a settlement with civil rights groups to overhaul its targeting system when it comes to housing ads.
Venezuela has met the necessary conditions for the Red Cross to carry out humanitarian work in the South American nation. Special Representative for Venezuela, Elliot Abrams, explained that aid should be distributed on the basis of need, not political affiliation.
The Red Cross has said that it will permit no interference with the distribution of the aid, which we think is great, because our problem with the Venezuelan regime in this area has been that it does not distribute aid on the basis of need. Rather, it politicizes the aid and gives it only to supporters of the regime.
Venezuela has suffered rising incidents of malnutrition and preventable disease amid an economic collapse. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.